Good morning. Our scripture today comes from Mark chapter 8, 22 through 26. And they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes, and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up, and he said, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes, and his sight was restored. And he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village." We live in very difficult times, especially right now here in the Northwest, with all the wildfires burning. It's unprecedented. Nobody who's alive today has ever seen something like this. It's shocking, and on top of everything else that we're dealing with, it just adds even more fuel to the fire of fear and doubt. And many people are wondering. They're wondering about God. There are many people who don't have a lot of insider faith about God. They've never really developed a faith about God. But they believe that there's something or someone out there, and they're wondering if that something or someone that's out there is really, really upset right now. Well, from my faith perspective, and as I read the scriptures, and I know others might have different opinions, but I want to share mine because I get my concept of who God is through the character and nature of Jesus Christ. And we know from Scripture several things about Jesus. We know that he had a meekness and gentleness about him. And this meekness and gentleness had to do with his attitude towards the life that is in us and the love that God has for each one of us. Because he was gentle and meek did not mean he couldn't be straightforward and even at times blunt with the truth. But in the words of Scripture, he spoke the truth in love all the time. And we have several scriptures for us to know that God's heart for us is a heart of love. John 3:16 and 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn it, but to save it." In the prophetic words of Isaiah 42 verse 3, when it's prophesying about the coming Messiah, we are told, "He will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle," meaning if you're a flickering candle right now because of all the hard times you're going through, his heart is for you, not against you. I don't have an explanation for all of the difficult things that our world is going through. I do know that a lot of it has to do with human choices and decisions, and a lot of it has to do with things that are out of our control. But in faith, we can know that God is with us and God is sovereign, and God's heart is a heart of love towards us as we go through things. And I want to just say that God is not only the God of second chances, and we are told to be a people of second chances. In fact, Peter was told in the Gospel of Matthew, when he asked in Matthew 18, 21 through 22, If somebody sins against me, how many times must I forgive them? 7 times? Because that's what the Pharisees would do. Jesus said, no, not 7 times. 7 times, 70 times. How do you count that many? That was the point. He's the God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances. If you need another chance, he's there for you, to help you, to strengthen you. And let me just say, too, that he's the God of second touches. The scripture that I read today was about a man who was in a village, and the people in the village were asking Jesus to touch this man. I don't know exactly what was going on there, but I do know that Jesus led the man out of the village. And it was outside the village that he touched the man's eyes. And then he asked the man, what do you see? Jesus could tell that this man was going to need a second touch. And he was there with that man all the way. And so he said, what do you see? And the man said, I see people walking as trees. So Jesus touched him a second time. And then he warned the man. He said, don't go back into that village. You see, we can get our concepts and our insights from this world, from the news, from other philosophies. But that's a village we don't want to be in, a village we don't want to live in. We want to be in the kingdom of God. That's where we want to be, to get our insights and our understanding. And if it wasn't for the fact that I believe in the most amazing power of the love of God, I wouldn't be motivated to be a survivor in this world. I wouldn't be motivated to continue to do ministry. I believe in the love of God that much that that's why I believe I'm doing ministry, and I believe others are doing ministry, because they believe that this is where God is at work. He's at the work right in the midst of pain and suffering, expressing his love to others. And we see that happening through people during this time. Communities coming together and being there for each other. Churches providing for displaced people and homeless people. And that's something that God loves, because that's God's heart. And when we do those things and participate in that kind of care and concern, we make God smile. So let me ask you, do you need a second touch today? I need a second touch and a third touch and a fourth touch on a regular basis. I need to be infused with God's hope and God's power and God's strength all the time. And let me give you an amazing passage that I would like you to concentrate on and meditate on in the coming week. This passage comes from Ephesians chapter 1, 17 through 20. And this is Paul telling the church in Ephesus about his heart towards them, his thanksgiving and his prayer. And he says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And I could just keep going on and on. I love the book of Ephesians. Some of you don't understand what I'm about to say, but it's my favorite scripture. I love that passage because it talks about the power of his resurrection, and that power by the Holy Spirit is in you and it's in me, and we haven't even begun to tap into it. We should be asking God on a daily basis, give me more, give me a second touch, give me the power of the resurrection that I can live in this world and this earth that needs your hope, that I can be your hands extended to a hurting world, that I can give your words to a listening heart, and that I can let the love of Jesus Christ be spread abroad in my heart towards others. You know, you have inherited this power, and you've inherited so many things that I believe we all together need to find out more about. This is an exciting time because you are alive in Christ and you are an eternal being, and God has you here to love those around you and to reach out, especially to those who feel like they are lost, who feel like they've been forgotten, and that they feel like they are not cared for. May the Lord Jesus Christ help us all to be filled with the power of his resurrection and to have his grace-healed eyes as we look at the world, and that we would go to people that may feel overlooked, may feel forgotten, and let them know that they are in God's heart and mind and that he holds them in the palm of his hand. God bless you.